Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, I remain in Los Angeles, where I have just seen the second of five shows I'll be experiencing out here. This one is at the Geffen Playhouse in Westwood, called A Wicked Soul in Cherry Hill. Now, it's about the real-life murder of a rabbi's wife in 1994 in South New Jersey, or just 10 miles outside of Philly, as the first song tells us. Yes, I said song, as this is a sung-through musical. Six hugely versatile performers play multiple roles accompanied by a full band on stage. It's 90 minutes and manages to be about a lot of things, including anti-Semitism, infidelity, small-town living, learning to forget and forgive, and more. Some have compared it a bit to the feel of Come From Away. Matt Schatz is a name to remember here, having written the music and lyrics. As for news back in New York City, now in normal times, summers are generally slow, and this one has been a time of closures, announcements of coming attractions in the fall, and an occasional opening. American Buffalo, Macbeth, and Plaza Suite have now ended their limited runs. The Encore's well-received revival of Into the Woods opened at the St. James, and all eyes are on possible extending. The Kite Runner has been previewing at the Hayes and opens this week. Paradise Square, the Broadway musical about race relations in Civil War era New York City, is closing, as I predicted, after weeks trying to overcome persistently soft sales and despite a Tony win for its lead performance. The newest casualty just announced is Billy Crystal's Mr. Saturday Night, arguably my favorite show of the season. But I've also been predicting a short run due to Crystal signing on for a TV series and no understudy for when he cannot perform, which has happened a number of times. The most buzzed about casting news is that Lea Michele will take over as Fanny Bryce in the Broadway revival of Funny Girl in early September. This after Beanie Feldstein's abrupt announcement that she would be leaving the role earlier than expected. Now, Feldstein, who said that her dream was always to play Bryce, now says that dream will end on July 31. That's in a few weeks, instead of the previously announced date of September 25th. She said something about new directions the show was taking, so folks are trying to figure out exactly what that all means. Meanwhile, the trend of shows that have turned into filmed versions, a few as good as Funny Girl, by the way, continues. Jason Robert Brown's 13, the musical, is coming to Netflix this August in a new adaptation. The cast includes Deborah Messing, Josh Peck, and Rhea Perlman. They're the seniors playing alongside newcomers as the young New York City teens that the show is really about. And now on to more pressing and moving matters, which is how the theater community continues to react to world events, the current issue being the heartbreaking war in Ukraine. Now, a story in the New York Times this week said, what Ukraine is proving amid the slaughter is that civil society can make a difference against a superior military force. Cultural power is real power. Ukrainian culture, as much as arms, is keeping all of our democratic dreams alive. End quote. And so in that spirit, I have reported here many times, as well as in print, about the Theater of War Company, which uses theater, specifically ancient Greek works, as a tool to comment on current crises. This past week, it really outdid itself, using the words of Aeschylus, I hope I pronounced that right, I certainly can't spell it, some 2,000 years old, to remind us that one country trying to take over another is nothing new. This past week's streamed performance combined the words spoken by a chorus of real Ukrainians in all fields, by the way. There was a scientist, there was a psychiatrist, was a teacher, mixed with those spoken by actors we know and love, Oscar Isaac, David Strathairn, and Willem Dafoe, and the words were beyond resonant. We are not criminals. We are seeking asylum from violence. To avoid our being slaves, do not turn us over to them. We will not allow the birds of prey to attack us. Those are just a few of the sentiments that I remember. Again, this play was written about Greece 2,500 years ago, and it felt like today's headlines. One of the performers was a 12-year-old, a beautiful little girl, who said in a post-performance discussion that she's too young to serve in the military, but she could serve this way. These are only done once, but I truly urge Theater of War to somehow make this recording available. Now, on the same topic, this coming Wednesday, that's July 20th, live and also globally live streamed, the Museum of Jewish Heritage in New York and the Braid, based here in L.A., will be part of what's called the Worldwide Ukrainian Playwrights Project. The proceeds help Ukrainian refugees on the ground. 27 plays and stories are being commissioned from Ukrainian writers for this. Again, that's this Wednesday, the 20th, 7:30 Eastern Time. For tickets, you can check it out on mjhnyc.org. Finally, it's often worth noting when an important theater figure steps down. And that is the case with one James C. Nicola of the New York Theater Workshop. Nicola is one of the longest-serving artistic directors of a major nonprofit. He acknowledged that the theater world reckoning over the whiteness of its leadership persuaded him that this may be the time to leave. And he is being replaced by Patricia McGregor, a Black woman who has had a relationship with the theater. Yet Nicola is the man whose leadership gave us Rent, Hadestown, Slave Play, and What the Constitution Means to Me, and many more. In other words, he has nothing to apologize or atone for. And that, Jill, is sort of the definition of what nonprofit theater can and should do.
Who's replacing him?
Her name is Patricia McGregor, a Black woman. Who has been involved with the theater for a while. But, you know, this is what's happening all over the place, you know. Even Oscar Eustace at the Public, who is certainly not going to step down, but has made such a big deal about only doing shows that are about, you know the racism issue.
I'm longing for that. I actually expected you to say Patricia McGregor, who's done blah, 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 and who's just screamingly competent.
Yeah, well,
And for all we know, but I have to say, I've got to pick myself up off the floor, because I'm old and I am whatchamacallit? I'm results based. It's not results. I'm results oriented. I'm competency based.
Well, she's apparently had a long relationship with him, probably like one of his, you know, assistant directors. So, listen, you know, Ashland, Oregon Festival. Has a new woman running. It's been a couple of years already, even before all this happened. But it's a reckoning, no matter what anybody says, and it's here to stay. Anyway, what can I say? But he did amazing work. I'd forgotten that's where Rent started, and I knew Hadestown did, but no. But the last few things I've seen there, I have not loved, to be honest. I've reviewed them here for you, but. Anyway, such is the summer in New York City.
And I would like to go back to something that we were talking about last week. Not just Into the Woods. By the way, I think we had a family reviewer here. I think you said your daughter saw it. You haven't seen it, right?
Yeah, she loved it.
Right. And did that follow more closely? Did the encores follow more closely the 1980, the Martin Beck, the original one? Or because I do know that it was...
There was one in the middle that was.
Yeah, and I didn't know whether it was one of those reimagined. What were those called? Reimagined? The.
I don't think it is reimagined. I think, you know, encores, because they're very minimal, they go back to really the basics.
Right, and they strip it down. No, that I know. And the same thing happened with Chicago.
Yeah, but they stripped down, yeah.
But separately. So, all right, so for the purposes of this question, I'm going to say, did it follow the original? That played the Martin Beck, or was it closer to the whatever it was, the reimagining from before?
According to Lily, it was pretty much very basic, right to the beginning. She had done a youth version of it where she was Cinderella, and, you know, there's not that much you can do with Into the Woods. I have a ticket for it, by the way, for the week I come back. Because I do want to see it, because I'm also curious about it. I've seen it a number of times as well, and there's only so much you can do with that. I think that it's because it's the year of Sondheim. That was, you know, that's had a lot to do with what shows were chosen this year for various reasons.
Of course, but given that, you know, some things work better than others. You have company closing, you know, despite everybody, you know, everybody's comments and blah, 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 forgetting the review, you know, just regular people were like, yeah, that didn't work. Sorry. I'm not being diplomatic.
No, that was mixed. You're absolutely right that even when I saw it, half the people liked it, half the people didn't like it. That one was divisive. And that was reimagined, of course, because you're putting a woman into the lead role instead of a man.
And I will say, just speaking of up here, but one of the first things I saw when, now I'm forgetting her name, Boyd, it took
Marianne
over.
Or Julianne.
Julianne. Took over the Barrington stage when it was still in Sheffield before they moved. Yeah. One of the first things they put on, not first things, but they put Company on, and it was beyond charming. And it wasn't, you know, whether or not you
just play it,
And you know, so maybe some people didn't like it because it wasn't their, as they say, cup of tea, but that didn't stop the, when I say joy in, this is me basically being, you know, a buzzkill and saying, right, did you need to reimagine it?
Right.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, you can say that about Funny Girl. They're talking about some strange things happening behind the scenes at Funny Girl, which probably never should have been revived because it didn't have Barbara Streisand. But that's another story. But something's going on there. I think they probably think they reimagined it too much, or maybe they're going back to reimagine it a new way with the new Fanny. You know, some things aren't meant to be reimagined, either because they did it perfectly the first time, but then you got something like Hamlet, which has been reimagined 40 times a week.
But there are things you can do that with. We had one here with the Music Man, I can't remember how many years ago, that was so reimagined that they got a cease and desist.
I saw Music Man once at a girls' private school in New York, a girls' private school, you know, young. And I said, really? A girl playing Harold Hill? Is this? Now, you'd probably do that now, and nobody would think twice. But at that time, I thought, really? You couldn't find another show at a girls' school than the Music Man? I mean, it's like such a, you know.
Right. And I guess they can make the Shakespearean argument with the men playing women anyway. But,
right, that's right.
But was it like Geralda Hill or was a girl playing Harold Hill?
Harold Hill. She played Harold Hill. Right. Yeah.
You know, it's like at least we've got, when I say at least, apologies, but bluntly, all right, at least it still was the Music Man. Not the Music Woman.
No, that's true. That's true. And Into the Woods, by the way, was a pretty good movie. They made that into, speaking of plays into movies, Meryl Streep did a good job. I think she was the witch.
Was Bernadette Peters? Good mind reading. From across the continent.
Yeah, but that was a pretty good movie. I forget who directed that. So, you know,
did you see Chicago? Did you like Chicago? Well, with I'm forgetting her name too. Michael Douglas's wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Jones, yeah.
Did you see it?
Which one?
Chicago. Yeah, movie.
I saw. Oh, that was a great movie.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that was a great. That really worked, and that took 20 years. I could do a whole hour on how that came to be because I wrote the first big piece on the director who finally made it happen, Rob Marshall. 20 years they tried to find a way into Chicago. They could not find a way. And he got this idea, and he performed it for, pardon the expression, Harvey Weinstein, in his office. He got up and he played the roles. This is all going to be seen through this character's eye. You know, he came up with a way to do it. I am telling you, they went through so many casts. They had Goldie Hawn and Liza Minnelli at one time. They had 20 years, and finally one director found a creative way into that one. So that shows that, A, how long it can take, and B, and what kind of mind it takes. These are fascinating things. They're fascinating things. Anyway, I will be seeing Into the Woods soon enough and report back to you on that one.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.